Poll shows Biden, four other Democrats leading Donald Trump. By Penny Starr on August 29, 2019. A poll shows that President Donald Trump trails in a matchup with the top 2020 Democrat presidential candidates. The Quinnipiac University poll showed that former Vice President Joe Biden would take 54% of the vote in a contest between the two, with Trump only getting 38%. Four other candidates also came out ahead of Trump. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders topping Trump 53-39%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren ahead of Trump 52-40%. California Senator Kamala Harris beating Trump 51-40%. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg leading with 49% to Trump's 40%. Quinnipiac University reported on its poll. Looking at all of the matchups, President Trump is stuck between 38% and 40% of the vote. These low numbers may partly be explained by a lack of support among white women, a key voting bloc that voted for Trump in the 2016 election. Today, white women go for the Democratic candidate by double digits in every scenario. Though it is a long 14 months until Election Day, Trump's vulnerability among this important voting group does not bode well for him. In hypothetical matchups between President Trump and the top five Democratic presidential candidates, one key number is 40, Mary Snow, Quinnipiac University polling analyst, said. It's the ceiling of support for Trump, no matter the candidate. It hovers close to his job approval rating, which has stayed in a tight range since being elected. The number of those who disapprove of Trump's performance is up, too, according to the poll, 56-38% compared to the 54-40% disapproval he received a month ago. The poll shows 37% of voters said they think the economy is getting worse, while 31% said it is getting better. This compares to a June 11, 2019 poll in which 23% of voters said that the national economy is getting worse, 39% said it is getting better, and 37% said it is staying the same, Quinnipiac reported about its poll. But when asked to rate the state of the nation's economy, 61% of voters replied that it is excellent or good, while 37% said that it is not so good or poor. Quinnipiac University explained that even these numbers are going down. These numbers, while still clearly positive on the economy, are the lowest excellent/good economy numbers found by the Quinnipiac University poll since April 2018. Voters also say that President Trump's policies are hurting the nation's economy at 41%, while 37% say that they are helping, and 20% say that his policies make no difference. Quinnipiac University said Trump's approval for his handling of the economy is 46% approving and 49% disapproving. On Trump's handling of other issues, the president is also underwater. 38-56% approval for his handling of foreign policy. 38-59% approval for his handling of immigration issues. 38-54% approval for his handling of trade. 38-53% approval for his handling of gun policy. 32-62% approval for his handling of race relations. The poll includes the standings of the 2020 Democrat candidates. Biden leads the pack with 32% of Democratic voters and independent voters who lean Democratic, followed by Warren at 19%. Sanders has 15%, while Harris gets 7%, and Buttigieg gets 5%. Entrepreneur Andrew Yang receives 3%, and no other candidate tops 1%. The poll was taken from August 21 to 26 from a survey of 1,422 self-identified registered voters nationwide with a margin of error of plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, including the design effect. The survey included 648 Democrat voters and independent voters who lean Democrat with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.6 percentage points, including the design effect. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.